With a full moon this Friday, some people imagined that it's a good time to have a telescope. Actually, full moon is the worst time. It's during all other phases, like in early July, that wonderful lunar detail is available with any cheap backyard telescope. In the 1950s, amateur astronomers bought refractor-type telescopes, the kind with a long, skinny tube. The only affordable sizes had lenses whose diameter was either 2.4 or 3 inches. In the 60s, people started appreciating the value of aperture, which means a larger diameter lens or mirror. It's true, the fatter the telescope, the more you can see. So a flurry of new companies built fairly inexpensive, high-quality reflector telescopes that had mirrors in the 6 to 10-inch range, and everyone started buying reflectors. In the 1970s, yet another telescope revolution inspired two companies, Meade and Celestron, to produce Schmidt-Cassegrain telescopes with mostly 8-inch apertures. Light rays bounced back and forth inside their folded optics, allowing them to have short tubes and a measure of portability. Their $1,500 price tags were not cheap, but suddenly they were everywhere. Then in the 1990s, fashion swung back to reflectors, now often sold on a cheap Lazy Susan type of swivel platform called the Dobsonian mount. In the last 15 years, refractors have come back, manufactured with far better optics than before, and yet nowadays available in a 3-inch size for an affordable $300 or $400. So if you're a beginner, do consider a 3-inch refractor on a good solid mount. But remember, you can't point a telescope through a closed or open window because of blurry air currents. You have to lug it outside. And they can be heavy, especially if it has an equatorial mount that more easily tracks your target. But you will have a lifetime of wonderful views of the planets and the moon, just not this weekend. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.